Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I don't know why my voice is that high. Welcome. So this podcast is just kind of just a place for me to word vomit with myself or my friends when I get them to come on and talk to me about things. I'm really excited about this because I had no idea how I wanted to, not schedule it, but like how I wanted to organize it. Pretty much I want to talk about any and all topics that there are to talk about. I'm pretty open with that, and I just have a lot of thoughts and a lot of feelings. So I thought instead of venting to my friends, why not vent to the people of the interwebs? Is that a smart way to go about it? If not, it's happening because I'm obviously talking to you guys right now. I'm really excited because this will kind of just be uncensored, safe space to talk about all the things that there are to talk about. Just an introduction about myself. I guess I should give one of those. I am a 24, almost 25-year-old female person. I was going to say a job title, but then I realized that I am no longer a nanny, and that's really sad. I am kind of doing, well, I guess I'm kind of a temporary nanny. I'm doing the temp nannying thing, and then I am I work at a climbing gym, which is super, super fun, and I love it. So shout out to Earth Treks. Thank you for being such an amazing company to work for, and you guys are just awesome. If anyone from Earth Treks is listening, which I really doubt it, but it's fine. I don't even know how to even do these introduction things, because introducing myself for some reason makes me very nervous, and I could not tell you why. It's always been like that. At some point I was in college, and they used to, if it was a small enough class, they used to make us say our name, our major, what year we're in, and then a funny little quirky fact about ourselves. And it's my least favorite thing to do because I hate it a lot, and I don't know. I just don't think I'm very good at introducing myself. So that's my whole little spiel. I guess I'm a climber, which is kind of cool, which is kind of I want to talk about today, just about kids and sports, because I feel it's really important for kids to be involved in some type of sport or some type of activity that's group or team based, because my parents put my sister and I in sports at a very, very young age. I think the first time we did any type of sport would be dance, and oh, that plane is so low. I am sorry. I'm on the way home, and I'm driving home, and to drive home, I passed by BWI, and that plane, just being on the highway and seeing those planes fly over is a little scary because they're so low. But that's a whole nother note. But, so the first thing my parents ever got us in was dance, and I believe we were, two. I was two, and my sister was three at the time. And then from there, we went on to softball, and then I did soccer. I started climbing when I was eight, so I guess I started, soccer and climbing around the same time. And then I kind of did those sports into middle school. And then high school came around, and I focused all on soccer and softball. And I tried volleyball, tried cheerleading. I hated it. Volleyball was fun. It just wasn't enough running for me. And volleyball was fun. There just wasn't enough running. Cheerleading, I hated a lot. It just was not for me. The squad at the time at my school was very small, and the coach at the time wasn't really teaching tumbling, which was really annoying and really sucked. It was kind of okay, that's the reason that I wanted to do this was because I wanted to tumble and learn how to flip and do all that fun stuff. But so we just were in sports. We learned how to swim too. That was a thing. My sister did track. So with my sister and I combined, we did a lot of sports. She did field hockey. Yeah, there was just a lot of sports that were being had in the Baxter household. Which is really, like, now that I think about it, that's actually really cool that my parents were so open to us kind of doing any type of sport. They were very, very big on us doing a sport or any type of anything that would occupy our minds and occupy our time so that we didn't have time to get in trouble. And just, like, thinking back on the coaches that I had and the teams that I was on, it really teaches you that, like, camaraderie and that, like, patience. Especially with girls, I can't really talk on the guys aspect of it, but a lot of the time, girls just tend to be very, very catty, and I think, like, my family, and, like, all in all, is very, very close. Like, the four of us, there's me, my dad, my sister, and my mom, and all of us are very close. Like, I call my parents, like, I don't live with my parents right now, I'm about to move back in, but, when I didn't live with them, I call my mom on the phone. Like, if I don't hear from her, I, like, call her. like, I call them. If I don't talk to them at least once a day, it's, like, once every other day. And I'll call my dad, too. And I'll text my sister and stuff. But, just, like, being on teams just teaches you that closeness and, like, that loyalty. Because you're being on a team with a bunch of girls is not easy. There is always some type of, like, little, like, stupid petty drama that happens, and, like, just stupid stuff that you wouldn't even believe. And I think that it teaches you, okay, this drama's happening, but at the end of the day, I have your back, and we're gonna work together on the team to accomplish this goal of winning this game, or accomplishing this goal of, I don't know, getting so XYZ many hits in the game, or whatever that goal is. Because sometimes our coaches would make us write goals at the beginning of the season to have that written down. So it's like, okay, at the end of the season, let's see how much of this you've accomplished. And if you haven't accomplished all of it, then that's fine. You at least accomplished something. Or if you didn't do any of it, at least you worked in the, you started walking in that, that way. I guess for lack of better words, you started going in that way or in that process, started that process of making the goal that you wanted. And so just thinking about that and how sports really generally keeps a lot of people out of, like, bad situations. Like, we grew up in Pikesville, which is not like a bad area. Like, it's actually, like, a really good area, but I wouldn't say really good, but it's kind of just, it's 50-50. But, like, you have your Jewish people, and then you have, like, your Black people, and you have, like, your Russians in there, and you've got, like, your Hispanic people and Latinos in there. It's kind of, like, Pikesville is generally, like, a huge mixing pot, depending on what area you're in. Baltimore in itself just has a crap ton of culture, and it's kind of actually, like, really cool how much culture there is here. But, you know, like, kids get into trouble, and kids do whatever they want, and, if I hadn't have been in sports, I can guarantee that I would not be the person I am today, because I would have gotten in trouble, because I just haven't, like, when I was younger, I had the biggest attitude on anybody for not being bigger than a minute. Like, growing up, in high school, I was 100 pounds soaking wet. Like, couldn't harm anybody, but I had an attitude that could kill you. Like, you try to mess with me and my family, me and my best friends, anyone that I love, like, oof, my mouth was horrendous growing up. But being on these sports teams, like, I remember I was, like, sassy with one of my coaches once, Barron's, and he made me run for it, because, like, it's never what is being said, but it's always how it's being said. Like, that is the biggest thing. Like, growing up, my mom always used to tell me, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Like, that was, like, a huge thing, because I had a whole attitude, which I got from her, but I used to get in trouble for that attitude. That mouth would always come back to get me, because I just was sassy. But yeah, like, just being on a team teaches you that kind of, like, respectfulness is respectful is a word, but it teaches you that respect, just not only for your coaches or your teammates, but for yourself. Like, you start pushing yourself further than you thought that you could ever go. You start respecting just your body, even though I wasn't at the time, but you start respecting your body with what you put in it, how much you put in it, really being cautious of, like, how much exercise you're doing, and just, there's so much. And it also just teaches you how to work together in a team, which is why I think it's so important that every kid should do at least one team sport in their life, because before they reach, like, adulthood, because without those sports, not saying that I would be selfish, but it teaches you how to work as a team. Like soccer, the biggest thing that our coaches used to tell us is that you have to know your position. Like, know where you stand, know what you're supposed to be doing, know your job. Because if you don't know your job and you don't know where you're supposed to be, then this whole team sinks. And as long as you know your job and you do your job to the best of your ability, it doesn't matter if we win or lose. A successful team is coherent and they play so well together. So winning or losing doesn't necessarily determine the success of the team. It's all about, how are they working together? Are they communicating? Are they talking? And that was, like, a huge thing too. It's like, talk to your person. Whoever has the ball, let them know where you are. Talk to your other teammates, because you don't want to see, like, we were purple. So I don't want to see six purple people on one white person or one white shirt. You know what I mean? Because there's other white shirts around. So you don't want six on one. You want it to be one on one or two on one at the max. And so it teaches you, like, communicate with who's around you. Let them know where you are. And know your job. Because I focus on defense. So I'm sitting there trying to help our goalie out and make sure that the ball gets out. So if I am not looking up and I'm not looking around, or I'm doing everything myself and I'm all over the field, that's when I stop other people from being able to do their job. Or if I'm kind of just standing there not doing my job, that means that other people have to pick up the slack of what I'm supposed to be doing. And so, like, that's, like, just a huge thing, like, just in college, or, because I didn't finish out college yet, but just in college that I learned, and also just in the workplace, is that you have to know what your job is, and you have to do that job so well, or to the best of your ability. Because I remember when I was in college, I had a science project, and the guy that I was supposed to be doing it with, he, like, barely showed up. Like, I did that project myself, which, like, that's, oof, I was so mad. I was like, okay, we're meeting at the library, class doesn't start till 5, so let's meet at, 3 o'clock, and we can work on this project together for, like, 2 hours. Like, it'll be fine, it'll be good. He didn't show up till, like, 4:30, and I was like, we literally have to leave in 15 minutes to take the trolley to class. Like, I don't understand what you thought was going to happen, but, like, I just did this project myself. I don't even know why I'm putting your name on it. I shouldn't put your name on it, but I'm going to, because I'm a nice person. And it's just, like, that frustrating feeling of, like, okay, this person obviously does not know how to work as a team, because a team is two or more people. I did not expect to do this project myself. Like, this is a hard project. Like, it was funny because it was biology. And I actually, like, we had to research some type of, like, disease. And I decided to research brain cancer. And ironically enough, the couple months after I had done research on this brain cancer, Charles Trippi actually got diagnosed with that brain cancer, which was, like, blew my mind. I was like, what? Oh my gosh. I know all about what's happening to your brain right now. Whoa. But that's a side note. But just, like, not having that teamwork aspect of, like, hey, you have to pull your own weight. Or even, like, in the workplace where there's maybe two of you. Thankfully, this is not Earth Checks, and everyone pulls their weight, and it's, like, amazing. And this is the only place Earthrex is generally the only job that I've had where everyone pulls their weight, everyone does their job. Like, you have directors, Dan and Joe, love you guys. You have Dan and Joe, like, who will go in the bathrooms and, like, they'll mop or whatever, or they'll do whatever to, like, the bathrooms, and they'll do supplies. And then, like, who are doing the same job as, like, everyone else is doing. Like, they don't think that their job is too high of a job to be doing, like, janitorial duty or whatever it's called, which I think is really cool. And I don't think that there's many people like that in different companies who are willing to do those jobs no matter how high they get up in a company, which I just find really cool. But it's just talking about how, like, you have to pull your own weight, and you have to know that it might suck in the moment to do whatever you're doing, but, like, learning that teamwork and learning to work together with people is very important just in life. Because, and even just learning how to work with people that you don't necessarily get along with or you don't necessarily like, I think that you have to learn how to deal with all people from all walks of life, of all attitudes, all characters. Like, I don't necessarily get along with people who are very, very, very outgoing, but I've taught myself how to. You kind of just take a step back. Like, that is how they are. I mean, that is how they are. Good. Talk about the grammar on that. That is just who they are as people, and that's okay. But I think it just becomes a thing of, like, the only time you really have to speak out against that, I think, is when they're, like, hurting you and hurting your feelings and hurting you from doing your job. I think that's when you have to speak out. But, like, you just have to learn how to work with different types of people, because you're not going to get to work with people who are just like you or just like people that you know. You're not always going to work with your friends. You're not always going to work with I don't know, people you know super well. Like, it's just not a thing. And just learning to adapt and learning how to work with all types of people and learning how to handle all types of people is very, very important. It's kind of like, I truly, truly believe that everyone should work a food or retail job once in their life. Honestly, because if everyone were to work a food or retail job for over a year or so, I think that they would learn really quick how to treat service people or people who are in food and retail. Because, like, that's also, like, one of my not just say guardrails, but, like, that's one of my no's for, like, dating, is that if you can't treat people who work at restaurants, stores, or any type of, like, people who are in, like, service that aren't working, like, white collar jobs, if you treat them like crap, like, I can't date you. Because, like, if you treat them like scum, like, they are there to serve you and be your slave or whatever, then, like, that's just not going to work well at all, because that's not what we do. That's not the type of person that I am. And so, like, that's just very important to me, because I've been on the receiving end of that. And it's like, hey, dude, like, I get that this is my job, but without me being here, you would not get your food. So I'm very confused. And, like, you just have to be nice, because some people have just had it. And there have been cases where people have been rude to any type of, where people have been rude to people who are at restaurants, and the person working at the restaurant has, like, put, like, rat poison or, like, spit in their food, which is just nasty. But it happens, because sometimes you get sick and tired. I would never in a million years, but sometimes you get sick and tired. But honestly, like, you just treat everyone with respect. And I truly believe working a food or retail job and being on sports teams, like, early on in life can really teach people how to work together in a team with people that they don't get along with. And just learning how to respect people just in general. But this was kind of, like, a rant that kind of, like, went multiple different places. This is kind of just how I want it to roll. Is kind of, I have one topic or, like, a question that I want to answer. And then from there, like, however it spirals is however it spirals. I'm kind of really excited about this. I hope that you guys enjoy, but I can't wait to hear from you guys soon, or for you to talk to you guys soon. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I don't even know how to end these, and I'm kind of just talking still, so I'm just gonna shut up. Hope you guys have a for a day, night, afternoon, whatever time it is we're listening to this. Okay, bye.